Hello, and welcome to Desert Island Discussions, the podcast where we have individuals take their own personal possession, three pieces of music, and one book to take with them onto a desert island and survive the rest of their lives with. Today, I have Jennifer Courtney with me, who is my mother.
Bio.
Yeah.
I am a CrossFit coach. I've been coaching CrossFit for 5 years.
What are some of your interests and your things you like to do day to day?
I like to exercise.
Maybe something that's in your lap right now?
I like my dogs. I like sewing. Watching you and Liam do jiu-jitsu and your different activities.
Yeah. So today we're going to be doing our Desert Island Discussion podcast, and you already have your picks decided, but essentially you, like I mentioned in the beginning, you have one book, you have three pieces of music, and one personal item. The personal item can be anything. It can be meaningful. It can be something that's going to help you on the island, etc. You have three pieces of music, and these are not albums. These are just songs that you can bring with you onto the island. And then you have one book. It cannot be religious text, which I know doesn't really apply to you, but you can't be religious text or any works of Shakespeare. So, like I said, I know that it doesn't apply to you, but let's just jump into it. So let's start with your one book. What book do you want to bring onto the island?
Les Mis.
Why do you want to bring Les Mis onto the island?
Well, I'm thinking back to all the books that I've read, and that's one of the longer ones. So I would think if I have a lot of time on my hands, something that's longer, but it's also one of those books where you read it and then you read it again and you find something that you missed last time, or you interpret things a little differently, or you just kind of, different things have different meanings. So it'd be a good one to reread and reread. And
yeah, and we were talking earlier, you mentioned also Handmaid's Tale and Harry Potter were two other close ones. So what do you think Les Mis is, besides its longevity, I suppose, but what else does Les Mis provide that Harry Potter and Handmaid's Tale don't really provide?
Well, it's kind of like standing the test of time. Like you said, it's a classic. So Harry Potter will definitely probably end up being a classic, but it's more like a children's classic. Not all adults are interested in that stuff. Handmaid's Tale is just kind of a pop culture kind of fad. I mean, that book was written in 1984, so it's not like it hasn't stood the test of time like Victor Hugo.
Hugo.
Victor Hugo.
And I actually haven't read Les Mis, so is that similar to like the Broadway musical? I mean, I'm sure it has the same kind of...
Yeah, I think they did a good job. I haven't seen the musical, but I saw the, you know,
the Hugh Jackman
ones
movie
on TV, and there's been a couple reenactments. Usually the musicals stay pretty close to the storyline. Not always the case. I mean, in Wicked, they change things up. But
sure. So that's your one book, Les Mis, which written by...
Victor Hugo.
Hugo. Okay. So that's our one book. Now you have one personal item to bring onto the island. What do you want to bring onto the island?
I decided on a water bottle.
On a water bottle. And we were talking again earlier, and you said your wedding ring. So why do you want to bring a water bottle instead of a wedding ring?
Well, I initially didn't know I was going to be on a deserted island. So that's why I said personal item. Let me pick something of sentimental value. But then when you said, oh, you're going to be on a deserted island, it's like, you know, let's get practical. So I'll be thirsty, and that'll be nice to drink out of a bottle than having to scoop water out of my hands.
Sure, but how long do you think the water bottle's going to last, though?
It'll last forever.
Oh, like an infinite water bottle?
I'm pretty sure they probably stay in landfills for hundreds of years before they disintegrate.
Are we talking like a plastic water bottle?
Yes, a plastic, like a Lululemon water bottle.
So it'll have like fresh water in it, but when you drink it, it's all gone. So why don't you want to like bring...
Well, then I would try to filter my water some way. Actually, there is a water bottle made
by
Life Straw, which has the filtration system in it. That being said, the filters only last for so long, so you're still in that same predicament. But
I'm still confused why you pick a plastic bottle over the Life Straw filtration system.
It's still the water. I just said water bottle. I can decide to get myself a Life Straw water bottle. I didn't say what particular one. I'll take the one that we have.
Okay. So finally, we're going on to music. So what, you have three pieces of music. Let's start with your first one. What was the number one pick for you?
I'll do my number one pick from like my high school days. Mm-hmm. Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock.
DJ Easy Rock. And the song?
The song is Joy and Pain.
Joy and Pain. So why do you want to pick Joy and Pain to bring with you onto the island?
Because it just reminds me of like when I was a teenager and I was always, that song would come on. It would make me happy, jump around, dance with my friends, just being silly. And it's just, it's a fun kind of pick you up song, just kind of.
Yeah. Is there any like specific memories you have with that song? Like you mentioned, it was like one of your teenage songs, but do you have any like specific memories? Like, oh, we were at the dance when that song came on. And
we used to go to the Wildwood Boardwalk in New Jersey every summer. And they have these little studios where you go in and you pick a song and it's kind of like karaoke, but they record you and they put it on a cassette tape. And that was one of the songs. So me and one of my friends pretended we were Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock. And so you get in this little booth and you sing in the store, but it blasts all over the boardwalk. So people walking by can hear you.
Gosh.
It was just fun. So that's a memory from that song.
That's fun. What other songs do you want to bring up with you onto the island?
A kind of newer one by Bruno Mars. Well, not newer, but Marry You by Bruno Mars. And kind of the same thing. Like I hear that song, it comes on when I'm coaching at the gym. I want to dance around. It just makes me happy. It's a fun, upbeat song.
Yeah, this song, I can account for this. She will always, whenever it'll come on Pandora or Spotify or whenever it just comes on, she holds nothing back. Is that true?
If you say so.
Okay. So why... I'm curious, why is that song such like a big deal to you? Because like
if you watch the music video, mm-hmm. it's just a bunch of random proposals and which are just, you know, when people propose, you know, if a guy proposes to a girl or whatever, and it's like one of the most exciting moments in your life, and it's a happy moment, and so it's just that whole flower doesn't mm-hmm. like it. It's just a song that just kind of conveys happiness and good times versus, you know, something a little bit deeper and sad. You know, certain songs just kind of, you hear a song and it makes you want to cry. Then you hear a song that makes you want to dance and jump around. It's, you know, and then you hear songs that are just songs. So if you hear a song, you want to dance and jump around. That's a good song.
Totally. Totally. And then finally we have our last song. So what was the last song you wanted to bring onto the island?
I picked my song choices before I knew I was on a deserted island. So my other song was Perfect by Ed Sheeran, because that's just one of my favorite songs, which again, it's still, you know, good, but if I'm by myself, it's going to make me really lonely listening to that song thinking, man, I don't have anybody here with me. And that song is like the guy singing to, you know, to his significant other about, you know, that they're just, that's who they want to be with, and the happiness that person brings them. But
so you mentioned just now like that you might not want to have that song. Is there anything else you could think of if you don't want to bring Perfect? Like if your boat's sinking and you're looking out at the island, you're like, ugh, it's Perfect or this song, what would the other song be?
I Will Survive, maybe, by, I think it's Gloria Gaynor sings the original I Will Survive, but Cake also sings a pretty cool version of I Will Survive that I like. But that's a good song, you know, that kind of goes with being on deserted island, right? With my Life Straw water bottle. And
and your wedding ring that's in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's interesting. So I Will Survive. Would you have Cake or the other person?
I mean, you got to go with the original, right? Mm-hmm. Cake, you can only take so much of listening to Cake. That would get old quick.
Yeah. Life Straw water bottle, Les Miserables. Les Miserables. and then we have Perfect. No, we don't have Perfect.
I Will Survive, maybe. Let's change it up. I Will Survive, Joy and Pain, and Marry You.
And then finally, why, besides like obviously survival, I will get off this island. Why do you want to pick I Will Survive instead of, or no, sorry. Why I Will Survive exactly?
Again, I mean, you think of the song and you think I Will Survive in the context of being on a deserted island, it kind of applies, but the song is actually about a woman kicking the guy out and being on her own, that she's going to survive on her own. So just concept of being strong and tough and that you don't need anybody and yeah. You can make it, right?
Yep. Awesome. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.